Welcome to the IRS Problems Podcast with Mike Evans and Certified Tax Resolution Specialist Todd Whalen. Mike and Todd will discuss listeners' questions and common problems you might face dealing with the IRS.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the IRS Problems Podcast. I am not the IRS expert. That'd be that guy, Ellen of Advanced Tax Solutions, who you've heard for years on the fan. And I mean, I've been here with the fan for about 23 years now and have made Colorado my home, have a couple of kids, have a daughter who is now in college, but has been working enough that thankfully, Todd, she doesn't make enough money yet to really worry about issues with the IRS. She's been pretty easy to deal with so far, but who knows? I may need you down the road, so stay close. But you know, I think a lot of times people wonder, you know, how'd you get into this? You know, working through the maze that can sometimes be dealing with the IRS. And you're sincere when you say, look, I just want to be able to help people.
Yeah, I mentioned in a prior podcast, you know, my turn came early in life. I went through a divorce and just a variety of circumstances. Seems like my whole world came tumbling down. And that's when the IRS showed up, of course. And so I went through a 2-year ordeal just in misery, trying to, you know, tackle this. And I know what it's like. I mean, they're very powerful. They're very forceful. They're not very nice, and they want paid. And they don't care about your personal life. They don't care what you're going through. They just want paid. And so I get it. I mean, I totally get it. And then also, you know, my ethics are, I just really want to, like, I have certain skills that some other people have, but you know what I mean? This is my skill set. And I really want to add value to life. And I want to help other people. That's what I do. And, I've done it in a variety of ways. I mean, my goal sincerely is to help people with tax problems. That's my thing. That's what this firm does. That's what Advanced Tax Solutions done for decades. And so there's a variety of ways we go about it. You know, we just really, you know, I wish you could sit in on our meetings. And one, we have a lot of fun, but you can tell that the people here really want to help you. We need to make money, and we do charge, but you can tell it's not the, you know, let's try to get every penny. We're trying to help people. This is our, I don't know, goal, ministry, whatever. This is what we do. It's our skill set. And we've had a very good business with it. And it's I don't know. Talking to the IRS is not fun, right? Dealing with really stressed people at their worst is not fun. But getting a solution and getting that relief and getting the IRS out of the equation and letting a person go on with their life, that's fun. That's a lot of fun.
You commented there about how you have a particular set of skills. And I all of a sudden think of you now as the Liam Neeson of dealing with the IRS. Like anytime the IRS picks up the phone and there you are, saying, I have a particular set of skills. I can see they probably shake in their boots to deal with Todd Whalen, the Liam Neeson, the particular set of skills that you bring. Let's talk about how you help people. And there's a lot of different ways you do it. And you do a lot through DIYIRSHelp.com. So it's DIY, do it yourself. But it goes beyond, as maybe you can explain, you're not just doing it yourself. You and a lot of different ways for people to get help as they do it themselves at DIYIRSHelp.com.
Yeah, well, yeah. So we have DIY, and then I have the professional firm. Right now there's 10 or 11 of us here. Usually we have 13, 14, but the pandemic has really caused a national employee shortage. So if you're out there listening and you're an accountant and have that kind of a background, join us for Advanced Tax Solutions. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we have professional skilled people. It's not just me. There's a whole crew here, and this is what we do. But not everybody can afford Advanced Tax Solutions. Not every not everybody's problem's big enough. Like, it does not make sense to engage us for $5,000 if you owe the IRS $6,000. My goodness, pay the IRS. You know, it just doesn't make sense. So some people's problems just aren't big enough, or even though they're bigger, they simply cannot afford to pay a professional firm. So for those people, I've created this DIYIRSHelp.com, and that's a do-it-yourself series on how to fix either a payment plan or an offer in compromise, how to settle with the IRS for less than you owe. And I go through and I explain, like, and it's a fraction of the cost of the professional help. It's just a lot less money. And also, right at the beginning of that, I explain, this is how an offer works. This is the pitfalls right away. You know, you can calculate before you do anything, you know, whether you qualify or not. And then if you buy the program and you're like, I don't qualify, or my goodness, I just can't do it, 30 days, I'll give you your money back. I'm not trying to rip you off. I mean, as a matter of fact, I'm trying to talk you out of it. When you buy the program, the first thing I do really is teach you whether you qualify or not. And if you don't, I'm telling you, you can get your money back. No problem. But then I go, if you do qualify, I tell you the forms, and I go line by line through every form to explain what the IRS wants, how this process works, and how to fill out the form, and then what it means. And so I'm really trying to help people be able to do it themselves and truly get it done. So that's the goal of that, to help people who can't afford professional help. But I will tell you, professional help is best if you have a bigger problem or you can afford it.
Right. Tell me a little bit about these webinars that you do with DIYIRSHelp.com.
Yeah. You know, we have two. Okay. So I realize that some of this is confusing. It's easier for me because I've done it for decades and I go to conferences. I mean, I got every credential you could imagine in this field because this is what I do. This is what I love. So it's easy for me to, I understand those forms, but you don't. And there might be something on the form that I just take for granted that makes sense, and you may not. And so I really, really, I hope you can see this. I really want you to use this and win. I don't want to throw you out there to the wolves. I don't want to take your money and leave you hanging. So the first month, what happens is when you fill out the forms, it takes a while. It takes maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks. I give a month. And if people have questions, they can email them in. If they're a client of DIY, they can email them in, and our Advanced Tax Solutions every week does a webinar and answers those specific questions, which is a little different than this. This is general questions about, you know, I have this problem, I have that problem. But this is more like, I'm trying to fill out this form and I don't understand this question, or I don't understand the process. I don't know what to do. So we, once a week, we'll record it as a webinar. If they're live, so you can watch. If you can't make it, we post it on our website, on the DIY website, so that you can get your question answered later. You know, not everybody can do Wednesday at 3:00. You know, so we post them, and you can get your questions answered there. So I'm trying to help you get through this, even though it's DIY, exactly. Not leaving you hanging. I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say, is that it's funny. It's the title is DIY, but this goes way beyond do it yourself. I mean, there is still that help given to people if they need it.
If they need it, yeah. And so, you know, and there's one other thing we do is that we, let's see, was there a way to say it rather than do? There is another thing.
You just said it, Todd. It's out there. It's out there. All right, it's out there. You might as well just roll with it.
Roll with it. All right. There's another thing we do, and that is as a one-time hit, too. If you have one question that you feel like, you know, it's just beyond me, I need it right away, it's not something I can ask on the podcast, we'll give you a free half hour to talk with a CPA or an EA at Advanced Tax Solutions. No charge, and we'll try to answer your question. But you only get one of those, one freebie. But after that, you can buy more time if you want. You can pay them a consulting fee, basically sold in a half hour increment. So, I mean, again, it's DIY, but I realize not everybody can do it. And not everybody, there's stuff on there that may confuse somebody, that not another. But anyway, I'm trying to make it so that this is real for you, that you buy the program and it's just so much cheaper. It's probably a tenth the cost. And then and truly get a solution, I don't want your money if I truly can't help you. And that's been the philosophy of Advanced Tax Solutions for years. We've done consultations with people and we just tell them the truth. Well, this is what you can do, what you can't do. And sometimes you just can't do what they want. And we'll tell them, like, I'm not going to sell you an offer if I don't think you're going to win.
Right. One thing we do at the end of every podcast is we answer listener questions, listener mail. And these are questions that are sent in to denverfan.com/tax. So please, if you have questions, consider this yet another tool to be able to get Todd's advice and expertise that is completely free. All you have to do is send in your questions and Todd will do his best to answer in a way that hopefully can give you some real answers. This one comes in from Jay. He says, Todd, I hear about offer and compromise a lot. Is that real? Does that work for me?
Okay.
And he said, let me also add, he said, I owe $15,000.
An offer and compromise is real and they do it. And is it for you? That's a hard one because it's not for everybody. You have to consider some things. For instance, the IRS is going to value your assets. And some things like cash you can reduce by $1,000. That's in the directions. What's not in the directions, but you can do, is reduce it by 1 month's expenses too. So if you have a lot of cash, that's going to have some value. But let's say you had $2,000 worth of cash, probably no value in the IRS's eyes. If you have a house or an asset, a car, you get to reduce it by 20% just for fair market value. So let's say that it's worth $300,000, your house. Mm-hmm. And you owe $250,000, at first blush, you'd think, oh, I have $50,000 worth of equity, but you don't. You get to reduce that by 20%, so $240,000. You owe $250,000, so you're upside down. So that has no value in the IRS's eyes in an offer situation. You'd have to do that for all your assets. Then your income, there's income minus expenses, and there's a leftover income. That leftover income has value to the IRS because they're saying, well, we could get paid something in a payment plan. Right. And so they're going to value that. And if you pay it off in 5 months, they're going to value it with a multiplier of 12. If you're going to pay it in 24 months, the multiplier is 24. Those are the only two options. But so if you had a lot of, let's say you had $1,000 a month leftover income, well, the IRS isn't going to do an offer for you because you can clearly pay them. And then they factor in the statute of limitations, how much time they have left. Will that $1,000 a month pay it over the statute of limitations? So, but basically look at it this way. If you are upside down in every way imaginable and you just don't have money, you don't have assets, you couldn't sell anything, your income's not that high, your expenses exceed your, and you know, yeah, that's you, that's good. And I, for you at $15,000, I would totally recommend the DIYIRSHelp.com. I would not call Advanced Tax Solutions because it's going to cost you too much if you only owe $15,000. That, you know, I mean, the fee might be $4,000, but still, I don't know if I can save you enough to make it worth your while when we got this other program that's much, much, much cheaper that you can do it yourself.
But offer and compromise is legit.
Yeah, we do them all the time. We've done them for decades. and we have a pretty high success rate. But, you know, some people don't, and some people don't win. The trick is knowing whether you qualify before you submit it. A lot of people submit offers, and then they come in, and I look at the offer, and I'm like, well, you, right on the face of the form, you never qualified in the first place. So, you know, you got to understand the rules. Just don't fill out a piece of paper and send it in. And this is, please make sure you understand what you're doing. And that's why the DIYIRSHelp.com, because when you submit all this, I told you that, you know, 20% of your assets, blah, 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 you're going to reduce. Well, in essence, I'm also saying you have to list all that on the form. So you've just listed all of your assets. You've listed all of your income streams. You just gave the IRS a path to everything in writing. You don't want to lose. You know, you want to get a solution, period. You don't want to ever give the IRS everything about you, lose, and then do nothing, because they're going to cream you.
So I guess the takeaway is, before you go and try to do offer and compromise, reach out, DIYIRSHelp.com, see if you qualify first before you make that initial move to the IRS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes people do know. I'm just so upside down, I couldn't possibly pay. You know, right. I get it. I mean, there are people who come into my office and I'm like, yep, offer.
Right.
I mean, within minutes, I can tell you. And then there are some people come in and within minutes, I can be like, nope, no way, no chance, don't even bother. And then there's people in the middle, and I'm trying to help you the best I can to determine if you do or not.
I'm not much of a DIYer when it comes to home projects, but one thing I learned a long time ago from my dad, who was the old idea of measure twice, cut once.
And yeah.
I think something in this case, maybe just be sure. Just be sure, even if it means Todd looks at you and goes, yep, do it. I think I'd rather do that and do it with complete peace of mind. Well, listen, we appreciate your questions. Please send them in. Again, denverfan.com/tax. And every week, every podcast we do, we'll give you a chance to get the expert's opinion, and maybe you can get some instant help right here with the IRS Problems Podcast. Todd, great job. Thank you so much. And we'll see you again on the IRS Problems Podcast here very soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the IRS Problems Podcast. If you have a question you'd like answered, please post your question at denverfan.com/tax.